A traffic stop in Garden River First Nation earlier this month proved costly for three people. On August 5, officers with the Sault Ste. Marie Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police were on patrol on Highway 17. At approximately 3:30 a.m., the officers saw a westbound vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed and pursued it as it entered the city limits of Sault Ste. Marie, double the posted speed limit. Police stopped the vehicle on Trunk Road with the help of the Batchewana First Nation Police Service and officers arrested the driver and two passengers. The OPP's canine unit assisted with the vehicle search and found over $5,600 in Canadian currency, suspected cocaine, suspected fentanyl, estimated street value of over $30,000, a machete, and drug paraphernalia. The driver, 33-year-old Derek Durasp of Scarborough, is charged with possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking cocaine, possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking opioid, other than heroin, possession of a weapon, drive motor vehicle, perform stunt excessive speed. The accused appeared in bail court via video on August 9 and was remanded into custody. Michelle Lapointe, 31, of Sault Ste. Marie is charged with possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking cocaine, possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking opioid, other than heroin, possession of a Schedule substance methamphetamine, failure to comply with release order other than to attend court. The accused is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Sault Ste. Marie on September 23, 2024. Ami Rivard, 18, of Sault Ste. Marie was charged with possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking cocaine, possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking opioid, other than heroin, obstruct peace officer. The accused is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Sault Ste. Marie on September 23, 2024. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and all three suspects are presumed innocent unless proven guilty.